Yeah, I know. Chavod.
With your permission. This Shabbat is called Parashat Shkalim. It says in Mishnah, in the Halacha, that we take a second Torah, even though we have to roll it only one parasha back. Parashat Ki Tisa, what we read last week, the first paragraph talks about Shkalim. How important is Parashat Shkalim? Ari says, between the next 5 weeks, we're going to take a second Torah on Shabbat. And the first one is this Parashat Shkalim. He says, this is to fix Hashem's name. Hashem has four letters. And Parashat Shkalim is connected Yud Chochmah. So if somebody wants to acquire Chochmah and to get connected to the gates of Chochmah in Shamayim, Parashat Shkalim is the diving board to get into that gate. Well, it says the Torah, Kitisai Trosh Bnei Yisrael Efkudehem. That's how the Torah starts. That Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when you want to raise the head of Am Israel, a person should give a kapara, a forgiveness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Gemara, what does it say? You're going to raise the head of Am Israel. When you raise Am Israel, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that mitzvah that I'm going to give you now, it's called Machatzit HaShekel, to give half a coin to Bet HaMikdash, that's going to raise my head as well. Et Rosh Bnei Israel. I am the head of Am Israel. So Hashem said, this is going to raise Am Israel, it's going to raise as well myself. What do you mean raise yourself? What does that mean exactly? Hashem is down. So says the Torah that you have to give half a coin. So in the time of the Mishkan, they gave three times half. Not one and a half, had to be three coins, each one half. But for us, in the future, the mitzvah, one of the 630 mitzvot is called Machatzit HaShekel, in time of the Hamikdash, that's the Mishnah, that's the Gemara, says that in Rosh Chodesh Adar, we used to announce, please give Machatzit HaShekel. Therefore, the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Adar, next week is Rosh Chodesh, that says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, that this is our custom to take a Torah as well out, and we read the paragraph about this half a coin, because actually, in time of Bet HaMikdash, that was used to announce on Rosh Chodesh Adar, please give you half a coin. So the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh, we prepare ourselves for that. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, that this was the custom, that on Rosh Chodesh they used to announce, please everybody bring you half a coin. And on the 15th, 2 weeks later, he is already to put tables on the streets. And people used to sit, some volunteers, some guy, jobbers, collectors. People used to walk on the street. He says, please, Machatzit HaShekel, give Machatzit HaShekel. Came closer to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, people used to get email. Did you give Machatzit HaShekel? So says the Gemara, you know, this is the only mitzvah from Hashem that you must participate even if you don't have money. From Hashem, even though Hashem told us mitzvah of tefillin, tzitzit, shofar, sukkah, lulav, korban pesach, anything, that's only if you can afford it. If you can afford it, Hashem does not expect you to go take a loan. Mitzvah mit Rabbanan, three mitzvot Rabbanan, the Chachamim said, take a loan. It's Rabba Kosot Shel Pesach, you have to have wine for the Leil HaSeder, if you don't have it, and you can't afford, you still have to go and borrow money. As well, Hanukkah candle, you have to do it, and candle of Shabbat. These two things from Chachamim. Chachamim said you must have it, and if you don't have the money, go rent yourself out, put your jacket in a pawn shop. You must have those things. But from Hashem, there's no mitzvah aseh. But Hashem said, do this, and you can afford it. No such thing. You have to go and do it. I can't. I don't have money to buy matzah. I don't buy matzah. I don't have money to buy lulav. No buy lulav. Hashem doesn't expect you. You have no money to buy tefillin. Don't buy tefillin. You have no money to buy kiddush. Don't do kiddush. Hashem doesn't. It's only one mitzvah that you must do. Machatita shekel, this mitzvah. Hashem wants you to give. It's not a donation. How much I have to give? Half a coin. I'm sorry. I don't have right now. Don't have now. So Hashem said, you got to get. I said, I can't. But go get a job. I can't get a job. Okay? So go to a pawn shop, give you a jacket over there. But I don't want. So that's not only that Hashem expects you to do it. You say you don't want. Then the Gemara says, police come at the door, and they knock on the door, and they say, sir, machatit shekel, half a coin. He says, I haven't got. Look, I haven't got. I'm not lying to you. I have no money. So I said, no problem. Open the door. They go to the kitchen. They take the dishes. They sell it on eBay. Says the Gemara, salacha. Not only that you got to do it, they're going to force you to do it. They forced me to do it. What does that mean? All the other mitzvot, if I can afford, can you imagine? Matzah on Pesach, how important it is. Can you imagine? Shofar, Sukkah, that you don't have, you don't have to. Here, not only that you have to do it, they're going to take it off, they're going to come to your house and say, give me your jacket. He says, sir, listen, there's no sir over here. Give me your jacket. That's how important this mitzvah is. What is it all about? I have to have a coin. What do you want from the guy? What do you do with this? So what? This is a very special mitzvah. You see how important this mitzvah is. And then the Torah tells you that this is the nafshotechem. This is a big kapara, machatzit shekel. And the Torah says, listen, there's one more condition I want to tell you about it. Ashir lo yarbe v'ada lo yamit. I said, listen, I have a quarter. No. Half. I said, listen, I don't have half. I have a quarter. No good. The other quarter, take some dishes from your house. Take your table, take your chair, sell it on eBay. Okay. I got the picture. Okay, about a rich person, the Gemara says he wants to give more. It's very generous. I said, what is it all about? What's the collection? You're collecting for Beit HaMikdash. Very nice. Okay, so how much I have to give? Machatzit shekel. I said, you want to know something? I want to give donation. What do you want to make? I want to give donation. No. You can't. Ashir lo yarbe. I said, what's the problem? What's the problem with donation? Can I give donation? All the time. You more than welcome to give donation. Machatzit shekel, you can. And what is it money? What's that money for? You buy sacrifices. And what do? You buy the spices for the ketoret. You do things with them. For it, so I want to give a donation. So what's the problem? So you want me to participate? You say I must give half a coin. Okay. Let assume I understand it. But what's the problem if I give more? I'm not counting things. Even if you're counting, you count envelopes. I'm going to put $1,000 in the envelope. He says, listen, only machatzita shekel. What is it all about? Comes the Gemara and tells us when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu in the opening statement, Hashem said that no ish kofer nafsho is going to be like ransom for you. So Moshe, the Gemara says, got scared. He said, oh, ransom. So the Gemara, what do you mean ransom? The Gemara says, well, that thing really was said after we did the golden calf. Even though the Torah is not in order, but it means it's kapara for the golden calf. Kapara for the golden calf. So Moshe heard it. Ransom. Forgiveness. The Gemara says Moshe was shaking. A skin for skin. Moshe said, who knows how much? What is Hashem is going to tell me? Hashem said, nothing. Don't worry. Say it, no. Says the Gemara, that Hashem pointed with his finger next to the thumb. And he told Moshe, you want to see something? I'll tell you what it is. says the Gemara, Hashem took from under his chair a coin made out of fire. And he told Moshe, you see this? Like this. What do you mean? What do you mean? Half a coin. What do you mean half a coin? I know, I have a half a coin in my pocket. So what do you mean? So the Gemara says, Moshe it kasha. In one version, Moshe did not know what is it. What is it all about, this half a coin? And Hashem took under his chair. Matbea shel esh. What does it mean? Hashem is a safe over there. Under his chair, he has a safe. And then Hashem shows a coin made out of fire. What do you mean made out of fire? What does that mean exactly? So Hashem tells Moshe, tell them to give like this. It means everybody has to look for a coin made out of fire. Hashem did not, if Hashem wanted us to give a half a coin, Hashem would have said, here, this half a coin, you know, in the digging, next to the kotel, they found thousands of half a coin. Thousands. Thousands. Maybe in Shiloh too. Did it? In Shiloh. Lamatsu. Lamatsu Hatsi. Lamatsu Hatsi. Lamatsu
Hatsi.
Yeah. And in Yerushalayim, they found thousands of them. So but if Hashem wants us to give Machzit HaShekel, what do you mean Moshe doesn't know? Everybody had it in his pocket. Hashem told Moshe, tell them to give half a coin. So they have half a coin in the pocket. Hashem said to Moshe, no, see this? It's made of fire. What do you mean made of fire? So how are they going to give? I don't have a fire. How are they going to give? So come the Zohar and explain to us something. And tells us about creation something. The Zohar explain how this world started. The Zohar says, that's the way it says in the Torah. This is the galaxy, the whole universe first was water. So the Torah says, Chachamim say, the first thing that Hashem created really is before the creation. Hashem created two things. Hashem's chair and the Torah. Then Hashem had in mind to create more things that in the future He will create them. But two things says the Gemara Hashem created actually before He started this creation. After those two things, Hashem created water. Water was the first. And the galaxy, the universe, was filled with water completely. Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha'mayim. That was the second sentence, first sentence, Sefer Bereshit. Haaretz hayta tohu vabohu. Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha'mayim. This is the first object, the first thing that you know is water. And Hashem sails on the water with His chair. It's called the Ruach Elokim merachefet al pnei ha'mayim, the wind of Hashem, so-called floating on the water. Says the Gemara, what it means, Hashem has a chair, and he's on the water. Okay, I don't know what it means exactly, but it's a little secret. So first, the galaxy was full of water, and then the Gemara says Hashem took some snow from under His chair and made it in the shape of a ball. And it threw it inside the water. And the ball started to expand. This was Sunday. On Monday, Hashem decided to make a divider. But called Rakia. Here Rakia betoch ha'mayim. It means like this. I said the whole galaxy is water. You don't see Earth. Earth is a ball inside the water. Don't see no dry land, nothing. So Monday Hashem decided that He's going to make a divider. So what Hashem did is Hashem so-called boiled the water. And from boiling the water, Hashem made something like a platform, like a big divider in Shamayim. And you go upstairs all the way to Shamayim, you want to go all the way to Hashem, you can hit a divider. Again, divider. And that divider is made from water and fire. Fire. It's called Shamayim, says the Gemara. They cry, Elokim, Marakia, Shamayim. That divider is called Shamayim. It's the sky. What is sky? What's sky mean? Sky, the Gemara says, means the divider upstairs. It was made on Monday. Before even you see earth, there's nothing. There's no earth. There's nothing. Everything is buried inside the water. Tuesday morning, Hashem said, Hashem said to the water, please move away. Let's see universe. And Hashem took the water from the whole galaxy and buried it and squeezed them into earth. This is why you have Niagara Falls and you have the Mikvah antenna fly. I says, water coming up. I said, coming up. I said, what is this? Where, endless water. Where is endless water? He says, this is the water that covered the universe in the beginning. And Hashem so-called squeezed them, pushed them inside earth. This was Tuesday. Come to Zohar and says, so what is this? What is this business of the divider? They read the Torah. The Gemara says, listen, this is top secret. We can't talk about this too much. The Gemara says that one of the Chachamim were walking on the street with the students. They found a person, and he was standing by and like dreaming. And the Chacham asked him, "What are you doing now?" Well, now I am, you know, I'm thinking about Rakia, about what's going on over there. What is this? So the Rabbi told his students, "This guy's going to die very soon." His name was Shimon Ben Zoma. He died very young, one of the biggest we had. I said, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to dig into these things. It's dangerous stuff. It's high voltage. I says, but the Zohar reveals certain things about these things. What is really, what's the secret over here? The Zohar says, I'll tell you what it is. It says, Monday morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Gehenom. Gehenom. Well, actually, we have Gehenom downstairs as well. Besides Manhattan, of course. There's Gehenom downstairs next to Gan Eden, under earth. But there's Gehenom upstairs as well. Because Hashem on Monday created Gehenom. Monday was no universe. The universe was buried inside. But not that Hashem could not make it. But the Zohar says, there's a Gehenom upstairs. Monday. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Monday, don't do any new business. That's why on Monday, all the businesses get, you know, chargeback and headaches from the banks and from all the things. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Don't do any new business on Mondays. And Monday, no good. Of course, it doesn't say Kitov, but it's not the reason. The reason doesn't say Kitov in the Torah is because Gehenom was created on Monday, upstairs. He says, as well, let me explain to you what's going on in the Gehenom upstairs. Zohar says, did you ever think why the ocean is salty? Why? Why Hashem made the ocean salty? How come? Why the lakes are sweet and the ocean is salty? It's Hashem, God Almighty, could have made ocean sweet. What would be wrong with this? You don't need Zachin. Zachin came with this genius idea. And as Israel doesn't need any more headaches with the Kinneret, forget about the Kinneret. Put four machines in Israel, two big ones, one in Hadera, one in Ashkelon, one in another place. Take the water from the ocean, make them sweet. Genius. Mr. Zachin, genius guy. He says, we need Zachin. Hashem could have made, as well said, the whole universe sweet water. Who needs when it's salt? Hashem, don't give Hashem advice. He would make you a mountain of salt if you want, if you need salt. He says, well, salty water is a curse. Hashem made it sweet. Originally, the galaxy. When Hashem created the first thing, was water, was sweet water. Became salty. How did it become salty? So the Zohar, I'll tell you how it becomes salty. Sunday, the first day, was sweet. Monday, salty. So the Zohar, that from Gehenom that Hashem created upstairs, is a little, brook, like a little river. Creek. A little creek. It comes from there, full of what we call bad energy. And it drips. And that's why the water of the ocean is salty. So when Hashem, with his wisdom, on Tuesday said, let earth be seen. And Hashem squeezed the water. So, what does that mean? That is Hashem so-called took the original water, the sweet water, squeezed them inside, and protects them from falling poison into them from the Shamayim, from the sky, by making a divider. So this is why, that's the secret. As on the surface, of course, it's much, much deeper, but that's what the Zohar says. The divider that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made on Monday is a protection. A protection for that thing that comes from Gehenna upstairs, and that thing ruins so-called the water, of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. Why Hashem let it happen? Why did Hashem do it? I said, this is the Zohar. Off the record tonight, right, and don't ask any questions. That's the whole thing of the Rakia. This was Monday. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, the Gemara says, this is what the Torah says, it's not the Rakia, that's the divider. The divider, this is the protection. Comes the Gemara, comes the Torah and tells you, you should know something. I want to tell you, I says, you know, we did the golden calf. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, golden calf is forever. It's forever. I says, until Mashiach will come, all the suffering and difficulties a person has in his life, some percentage in it is, this is the Gemara, golden calf. You have a problem, you have a flat tire. What happened? A nail, no nail. Golden calf, say. Say golden calf. What happened? I didn't do it. Golden calf. Answer for everything is golden calf. Why did it happen to me? Golden calf. I was good. Golden calf. What's golden calf? What did I do? Well, I'll tell you what you did. You came to Aaron and asked Aaron, you know, I want to have a leader. Most of the Rishonim, almost everybody says we didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. But, you know, at the end, the golden calf started jumping. So, what is the real sin of golden calf? Say, Chachamim, you know, the Torah tells us, if you want to know what is Hashem, whatever you love to think, if you want to think, because Hashem is no shape. So, but you want to know, tell me something, what do you think Hashem is? Well, it's nothing. Well, it can be nothing. Hashem is something. And the Torah says, you know what Hashem is? Hashem is fire. Says the Zohar, you know, this world, when Hashem created this world, that every object has probably inside four materials. One is called soil, what's called sand, and then it's water, and then it's a little wind, and then it's fire. But fire was not created. Hashem is a fire. The Torah says, Esh, Esh Ochlau, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fire. But Hashem created three more things, materials, and then Hashem made people, creatures, everything, objects, wood, everything. Everything has, but the percentage is different. How much? That's how the Zohar Ari says, you know, this guy has a very short fuse. And you take something to him, he blows, he screams. His friends stand next to him and says, what's the whole thing all about? Calm down. Well, you calm down. You tell me to calm down? I said, yeah, what is it? Why are you so upset? How did it happen? I said, why are you like a storm? And he said, you like a fire. And he says, that's true. The percentage of the material that the Kadosh Baruch Hu used and by people is different. This guy gets angry right away, he has a lot of fire inside him. That guy is very calm, never gets angry. I said, what is it all about? Was he not tzaddik? No, what tzaddik? He was created with less. His job is something else. He has more water inside him. So therefore he has more desires to say Lashon Hara. He says, Lashon Hara? I never spoke Lashon Hara in my life. He says, listen, I don't know how to do it. My mouth, every 5 minutes, I have Lashon Hara coming out. So what is this all about? It all depends the percentage of the material that this person was made from and his friend. That's why people are different. People are different because of the material. And also has impact on the face, on the body, on the shape of the body, the shape of the fingers, the shape of the hair. It's the whole secret of the person's body and the whole creature. It has to do with this four materials. So, fire is from Hashem. Hashem is fire. That's what it means. So, a person has inside himself a neshama. What's the neshama? Neshama is a fire. It's a cold fire. It's fire, Hashem, cold fire. So, Chachamim said, look, with all the respect. So Moshe Kodavero in his book, something similar he said. I said, listen, say, Hashem made you. Okay? So how do you function? I says, without Hashem's neshama inside you, you cannot function. That means the reason that you can move your hands and your feet and your mouth and you can see is this is the fire. It's this the neshama. The neshama is a fire. So it means Hashem is inside you. And Hashem so-called acts from inside.
From inside.
Is that okay? So David tells us there was a king, Yerovam, and he stood on an altar. He wants to sacrifice something. The Navi Ido was there. And the Navi Ido said the prophecy. He says, you know what? You sacrifice for Avodah Zarah. You know what's going to happen to you? You're going to die. He's going to take your bones out. And all of a sudden, the Navi says that the altar broke. And Yerovam heard this guy Navi. And he stretched his hand. He said, catch him, catch him. And he said, catch him. All of a sudden, he became paralyzed in his hand. So Rami said, you know what it means? It means the reason why you can stretch your hand is because Hashem is inside your hand. Hashem. So you have the body is so-called is a suit for the neshama. So the reason why you can move your body is because the movement is Hashem. It's not you. Father and mother give the person the body. But to function and to work, to do something, it's Hashem inside you. You talk. Where do you talk? But who is talking? I said, Hashem is talking from inside you. Because Hashem lets you use so-called Hashem, the fire inside you, that talks, that lets you hear, that lets you see, that lets you stand up and move, and bend your knee, bend your hands. So that's Hashem. So Chaim said, look. If you want to give an example, he said, somebody gives his friend a stick, a present. The guy takes the stick, hits him. He said, I just gave you a stick, a present. The present that I gave you, you hit me with that. I said, Hashem gives you part of him, and it's inside you, to function. And then you want to use that thing to do bad things. So therefore, this guy, Yerovam, his hand froze. I said, what are you doing now? I'm going to slaughter an animal for an idol. I said, yeah. I said, what are you talking about? You use Hashem against Hashem. That's the sin. That's the major thing. As a person has to think in his life, before you do something, he says, the act that I'm doing it, it means I'm using Hashem. Using Hashem against Hashem, impossible. Ramim said, this was the golden calf. Golden calf. I says, Arnold told everybody, go bring your earrings. So they made a fire. What's fire? What do you mean a fire? Fire is Hashem. Fire was not created. It's not a creation. It means Hashem is involved. So once you took and you melted the gold, and then made the shape of a calf, and then with your finger, you said, Ele Elohecha Israel. You showed me the finger. Huh? This is our God. And then what did you do? And then you slaughtered for it. You bend down to it, and then you would mix dancing around it, and then you ate and you drank. He says, listen, you know what you did? You under the mountain, Har Sinai, and then Mount Sinai, the Torah describes Mount Sinai, the scenery of Ten Commandments was a fire, ash, fire. Let Al Shamayim was fire. What do you think the description is? It means to tell you Hashem is fire. And everybody saw Hashem coming down. It's a fire. By the way, the Gemara says it's a blue fire. It's not a red one. It's a blue. This is why the city is blue. This is why the ocean is blue. This is why the sky is blue. Because Hashem is blue. The chair of Hashem is blue. The cloud in the desert was blue. Blue color. And it's a fire. Blue fire. So what did you do? You made a fire. You took Hashem. And you did something against Hashem. That's your problem in life. That's your problem. I says, Ramim say, look, a brother sold Yosef. So Torah says, if you sell a Jew, you steal him and you sell him. I says, death penalty. He says, what is behind it? I said, listen, Yosef is a neshama. You sold Hashem. That's what you did. He says, not only that, but the brothers, when they wanted to, when they decided to sell Yosef, there were nine of them. And they said, we want to make like a cherem, like a swear, and nobody should tell anybody what we do, what we are doing right now. Because there are only nine. I said, you know what? We have a ten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're number 10. You called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you told him he's going to be number 10 in the sin that you're going to sell Yosef. Ramin said, this is, Amon Yosef was never forgiven because of that. And then the Gemara says, the golden calf was never forgiven. Actually, what it means is you damage the fire. You damage Hashem, damage the fire. Now, Chachamim said, look, I'm going to explain to you. So now, the Rakia, you know Rakia? The Rakia was made from fire and water. I said, what's the purpose of this well? And I said, you know what? It's drip, drip from the Gehenom upstairs, downstairs. He says, as well, if we run to the Rakia, the whole world will have no sweet water. We can have only salty, poison water. Poison water. So actually, what you did is what you did. Now, you so-called, you destroy the fire of Hashem. Destroy the fire of Hashem. Come on, Kadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, he said, let me tell you something. You need a golden cap. Because Moshe, get inside Rosh Bnei Israel. You want to raise me? What do you mean raise you, Hashem? What do you mean raise you? You don't understand. You need the golden cap, you put me down. You use me to do things against me. Now you have so-called to elevate me. And he says, Kili Shuatcha Kivinu Kol Hayom. Hashem so-called needs the Yeshua. Hashem needs the Yeshua. We need the Yeshua. He says, no. Samchenu b'shu'atecha. He says, Samchenu b'shu'atecha. He says, what is this? What is this? He says, listen, what you know what you do. Every time you do something not proper, it means you put Hashem down. Well, I don't want to push Hashem down. What are you talking about? I'm doing it myself. You don't understand. You're using part of Hashem to do things against Hashem. That's why a person has to hear. Rav Nachman Breslov used to say, I don't know if I want to even scratch myself when it's itching me. I says, why? What's the problem? Well, of course, I'm sitting in front of Hashem. It's not nice. You know, if you be in the Oval Office, you're not going to start scratch your head. You sit down over there like a statue. I says, no, it's much deeper than that. I says, you're going to use Hashem to scratch you? What do you mean? It's scratching me. He says, you know, are you moving your hand? You know what you're moving your hand mean? Moving your hand is Hashem inside, no? You're using Hashem to scratch yourself. So I'm embarrassed of Nachman Breslov said. I'm embarrassed to do it. But that's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. It's called Parashat Shkalim. He said, look, Parashat Shkalim, look what Hashem said. I said to Moshe Rabbeinu, do you want to know something? I'll tell you what you got to do. He says, everybody must do it. Machatzit Shekel, half. I said, why half? Tell you why I have. I take it from under my chair. You know where my chair is? My chair is on the top of the rakia. I sit over there. Hashamayim kisi, Nabi Shayahu said. The sky is Hashem's chair. I sit over there. Hashamayim kisi. Under my chair. What under your chair? Under my chair is the rakia, the divider. I sit on the divider. The divider is made from two materials, says the Gemara. Esh v'mayim, shamayim. Says the Gemara, shamayim is a world that's made from two worlds. Esh, fire, and mayim, and water. Okay, so, you know what you did? So-called, you destroyed the fire, right? Because you used the fire to make the golden calf. So what you got to do is now to fix the fire. And so what do you mean? What do you mean I fix the fire? Hashem took from under his chair, from the rakia, a piece, but half. Half. Hashem so-called took out. From the rakia, Hashem took out the fire. Make it in the shape of a coin. He says, Moshe, you see, that's what they have to do downstairs. A person downstairs have to know, Pesach is coming, Gula is coming. He says, what you got to do? I said, you have to give me half a coin. So why not? I want to give more. I don't want to give anything. You don't understand. You have to fix the fire. So the Gemara says, you got to fix Mechirat Yosef. You have to fix the golden calf. Those are two things. Chachamim say that a person has to have a kapara. Yatar salcha l'Israel u'machala l'shiftei yishurun. Chachamim say, on Yom Kippur, we say, Hashem, you forgive Am Israel, and also you forgive shiftei yishurun, the tribe of Yaakov. What do you mean? What do you say? Chachamim say, You see, those are two sins. It's called Sinat Chinam. It says brothers and Yosef, and also between us and Hashem. Rama Makom. So Chan Israel. It says this the golden cap. Bishrei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Chachamim, look. Asmachatit Hashekel. Hashem said, give me half a coin. He says, what? Which half a coin? No. When you give half, you have to think, why half? I want to give more. He says, no, you don't understand. Half means from the Rakia. That divider is made from two materials. You have to worry about only half of the material. On the fire. It's me. I'm the fire. You betrayed the fire. You used the fire for the wrong thing. I says, that's whole Parashat Shkalim. That's what Chacham, that's what he says. You know, Parashat Shkalim is Gates of Chochmah. I says, you fix the letter Yud. I says, letter Yud is the fire. I says, you betrayed the fire. You destroyed the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order for Hashem's name to be complete, it says, Hashem said, half a shekel, don't give me more, don't give me less, you don't want to give me, they'll force you, because you're part of the golden calf. You're part of selling Yosef. Says the Gemara, machatzit shekel is a kapara for the golden calf, and kapara for Yosef. I says, the Yosef, they sold him for 20. So 20. 20. And that 20, if you divide among the 10, is each one gets machatzit shekel. I says the Gemara, machatzit shekel, kapara for two things, golden calf and Yosef. And what is this? The fire. You destroy the fire. I mean, you destroy Hashem. It says, to rebuild Hashem. That's what Hashem said, Kilisa et Rosh Bnei Yisrael. You want to rebuild Hashem? It says, build Hashem. It's the first letter is Yud. Yud. Yud is Chokhmah. Yud is wisdom. It's the Parashat Shkalim. He takes the Torah out, says, Dari, they have this Kavana. It says, it's a custom. It's not a custom. It says, you have to know what the job is. The job is to fix Hashem's name before Pesach. It says, Hashem's name should be fulfilled. It says, how? First is Parashat Shkalim. It says, you fix Hashem's name. Then at the end, it's going to be ישמחו השמיים ותגיע לארץ, אם יהיו תקיבת כמושך כמרא במינו, אמן.